And so, well, explain to people, what did you just get finished doing?
Well, it's been over a year. I just went in for my 1 year checkup. I had three tears in my labrum on my left shoulder. And so I went in for the stem cell, and then I waited the proper number of weeks, and then another half again as much. And then I started to do my physical therapy and did my swimming. I was having trouble swimming, mm-hmm. and it was affecting my stroke. I couldn't swim properly because of my shoulder, and it hurt. So after the stem cell, however, and after I waited and did my physical therapy and the like, and he said I could start swimming again, I sort of had to relearn how to swim, but at least I was swimming pain-free.
So are you, it sounds like you're a big swimmer.
Well, I was on a swim team in college, and so I enjoy swimming. And so it's significant to me if I can't swim.
So do you have I'm curious. So you were competitive then?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't call me competitive. I was on the swim team, but I don't know that I was competitive.
Well, I mean,
I never won anything.
Did you guys ever win any tournaments or anything?
No.
You just enjoy it.
Yes.
And so when did you first notice that it was becoming less enjoyable?
Oh, boy. Maybe about a year and a half before that, I noticed it. I guess it was about a year and a half before that.
And it was just pain or inability to reach back as far as you needed to, or what?
Yes, to both.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a backstroke in particular, you know, you're throwing your arm back, you're bringing it up alongside your head, and you're throwing it back, you're turning your wrist, and all of that mechanics. And I couldn't do that. It just hurt. I couldn't do it. As I say, it altered my stroke. I mean, I would throw my arm out to the side behind me instead of back behind me.
I see.
As an example.
So did you go in and get it diagnosed?
I did have an MRI done. They x-rayed it, and of course x-rays don't show tears in a labrum, and I knew something was wrong, and so I insisted on an MRI, and sure enough, it shows up with three tears in my labrum.
Yikes. So what did they suggest after that?
Well, the doctor didn't suggest anything. I had it in my head to do stem cell. That's why I insisted on the MRI.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my doctor and I said, this is what I'm thinking about doing, blah, blah. You know, it's not covered by insurance. I know. I don't care. I want my shoulder back. And so she agreed to order up the MRI. And sure enough, there were three tears. And I said, this is what I'm going to do. She goes, okay, you go, girl. And so off I went.
So if it wasn't going to be stem cells, then what's the alternative?
That's a good question. I did not explore that alternative, but it's funny you should ask me that question. I had a shoulder replacement in my right shoulder. This is the other shoulder.
Ah.
So it was kind of a been there, done that, don't want to do that again. There was no way I was going to do shoulder replacement on my left shoulder after having it done on my right.
So what was so bad about the replacement?
You know, actually, my shoulder replacement went very well.
Mm-hmm.
I had an excellent doctor. I went to the UW hospital. I had an excellent doctor, and I was very good about doing the physical therapy, and so I have full range of motion in my right shoulder. I have everything. I just didn't want to go through another surgical procedure.
I see. So that's interesting to me, because I hear people say that they wanted to avoid shoulder or knee surgery because the recovery time is so long and it really didn't work. But in your case, it worked well, but you still decided you didn't want to do it again, huh?
That is correct. I just, you know, there was considerable discomfort, obviously, with the rather invasive nature of a shoulder replacement. And but as I say, I was religious about doing the physical therapy. I mean, they impressed upon me how important it was to do the physical therapy. And of course I couldn't swim for I can't remember how long because of infection and, you know, this, that, and the other, and all of those things with the surgery. And so when I started to be able to swim again, you know, I had to relearn swimming with my right shoulder. it took a long time. The recovery wasn't that bad for me. From my perspective, it was not that bad. I just was very good about doing my physical therapy, doing the stretches, doing the range of motion, doing all of those things. And I think it was because of the fear of a frozen shoulder that really pushed me more than anything else.
So then this is a good comparison. So compare with the shoulder surgery to the stem cell treatment.
Oh, there's no comparison. There is no comparison. The discomfort with the stem cell procedure was short-lived. They extract bone marrow, and as a consequence, and they can't sedate you, they can't anesthetize the area because that would affect the quality of the stem cells. So you're doing this without anesthesia, and it hurts, okay? I mean, I'll be honest, it hurt, but it's short-lived. When he pulls the needle out and he sends his staff on their way to go do whatever they do with it, you're still like, oh God, am I glad that's over? But then the next day you almost forget that it happened, and 2 days later you do forget that it happened.
So what about the recovery time and compare the results of your surgery shoulder to your stem cell shoulder?
You know, it's funny you should ask that question. I just went in for my annual checkup on my shoulder the other day with Dr. Wagner. And so he was doing the old, you know, push, I'll push against you, you push against me, those kinds of tests, the resistance tests. And he says, your left arm, your left shoulder is performing better than your right. That does not surprise me because I had, you know, I really used my left arm a lot because I was trying not to use my right arm after the surgery. So it didn't surprise me. But I am now trying, when I am at the YMCA and I'm trying to do some of the exercises where I'm pushing weight above my head, mm-hmm. I struggle more with my right shoulder. That's the surgically repaired shoulder. I struggle more with my right shoulder than I do my left.
Interesting.
I don't know if that answers your question, Mr.
Well,
Ross.
It does. Because I think people are trying to decide, you know, because they have to pay out of pocket for this, is it worth it to pay for the stem cell as opposed to be reimbursed for the shoulder surgery? So where do you come down on that?
That's a legitimate inquiry. If I had to do it over, and if I knew then what I know now, and by the then I'm talking about pre-surgery, and if my right shoulder would have been a proper candidate, I don't know that it would have been. I don't know that I had enough cartilage tissue left to work. But if it had been a proper candidate for stem cell, if I had known then what I know now, there's no question in my mind I would have done stem cell and paid the price.
Wow.
I would have paid the cost. Yeah.
Wow.
It would have been so much easier. The recovery time was faster. The recovery was easier. I was back to activities faster. It didn't hurt as much. I really feel like my left shoulder is like pre-tear status, you know. So I feel like I've got 100% recovery in my left shoulder. I do not feel 100% recovery in my right.
And
so,
just to be clear, you know, you are 70 now.
I'm 67.
67. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm 67.
You're same age as I am.
So I had this done a year ago. So I was 66 at the time of mm-hmm. this procedure. I had my shoulder done in 2016, November of 2016. So I was 65, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, 65.
That's pretty good. Was there any concern? How does age play into this? Because I talked to quite a few people who are in their 60s and getting this done. And of course, the older you get, supposedly, the tougher it is to heal.
From my perspective, the last thing I want to do, the older I get, the last thing I want to do is have someone cut on my body. If I had a knee or something like that, that I needed, where I needed or was thinking seriously about stem cell, I'd do it in a heartbeat. After the stem cell, however, I sort of had to relearn how to swim, but at least I was swimming pain-free.
So will you be swimming today?
Already done.
Already been swimming. How many laps do you do when you work out?
I try to get in a mile.
Mile a day?
Yeah, in the pool.
On a good day, I might do 3 laps the backstroke, and then I'm done. Yeah. Well, great. Well, it's been great to talk with you. I'm glad it went so well, Zanetta.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ross. You have a very good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.